The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Is there anything more rewarding in life, Kennedy, than a goal being set for you at work or at school and then accomplishing that goal?
Absolutely. The self-pride that you get.
It's right.
And the self-worth.
Right. I mean, there are times in your life where somebody sets a goal for you and you hit that goal and you get paid for it. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to pay out our son for a goal.
I'm here for that.
He had a rough start to eighth grade. 14 years old. He just got a cell phone this year. I think he was the last kid in school to get a phone.
He 100% was the last kid on earth to get a phone.
Yeah. And there's no social media allowed.
Great move by you, by the way.
And he wants Snapchat. That is how all of the friends communicate with one another. And I just said to him, if you get on a roll for this school year, at the end of the school year, we'll try Snapchat over the summer and see how it goes. All you got to do is get on a roll, so that's A's and B's. And he has all A's and B's, except for Spanish. Spanish has been very difficult for him.
Oh, Dios mío.
And he is now at a 76.02, because we get down to the decimal. And we're a little over halfway through. And if you know anything about school, you know, the further you get into the school year, the harder it is to bring that grade up. Mm-hmm. You know, if you start out poorly, it is hard to get it up. You have to work twice as hard getting a 70 up to an 80.
Sure.
You know, it's just more difficult because things count less the further you get into the school year. And so the other day, he kind of made mention of, you know, what if he got to like a 79? And I'm like, that's not an 80. An 80 is a B. A 79 is a C. And the rule is honor roll for Snapchat. That was the offer.
This is why I'm not a parent. I'm a pushover.
It's
100%. Considering where he started and where he ended, 100% I'd give it to him. Because he worked hard. I understand that it's about a goal and you set a number. But there's also everything that came along with trying to attain that number. Not playing as much video games, taking time and studying, doing his tutoring, all of this stuff that he's done to show you that he really, really, really means it, I feel matters too. And again, this is why I'm not a parent.
Where are you and Lana currently falling on it?
I haven't talked to Lana about it yet because Barrett and I just had the conversation. I'm of the mindset, no. Mm-hmm. It's a very clear number.
I would agree with you. He would hate you for it now, but I think it's a good lesson.
It's a very clear number. Get an 80 and you're in. Get a 79.9 and you're out. There's no ambiguity in this, which I love, you know, that they even do down to the decimal point.
And it's not like he hasn't known the terms the whole time.
He has known the terms for a long time. He's known the terms since a month into school.
Mm-hmm.
Kate is from Framingham. What do you think, Kate?
Hi, everyone. Hi, Carson. I'm a friend without children, so I'm like Kennedy. I'm over, but I still think maybe you could give them the opportunity to do some community service, volunteer for extra credit, perhaps Cradle to Trans, or since it's Spanish, maybe he could find something to help kids in a community where there's a lot of speaking people who speak Spanish. and volunteer, help feed them, help something, help them in some way. But then I also think he should document how he overcame his struggles, write an essay and what he learned from volunteer experience. And then maybe he could take photos, if they allow him to take photos during his volunteer opportunity on Snapchat.
Feels like it's a lot of work for me now.
So I was just like, who's going to drive him to all this volunteer work?
Carson's like, I got to read an essay now.
Sharon is from Chester, New Hampshire. What do you think, Sharon?
Hi. So I also am pretty objective. I don't have any kids, right? So I'm kind of leaning towards Carson just because I'm like, I'm a strict rule follower and I'm very black and white. But again, I think you want to recognize him for his efforts. So is there like some sort of compromise that can be reached? Like, can he maybe download another app this summer to try? Or I don't know.
No. This goes to the this goes to the whole participation trophy conversation, mm-hmm. right? Do you get a
trophy would be if he failed and you still gave it to him.
Right.
This is so close.
I know,
it's not the deal.
It hurts my stomach.
It's like, you know,
I don't like it.
You see, in the
want Carson to fold like a cheap suit.
Well, that's what I do.
It's like watching the Olympics and you see the swimmer finishes 0.2 seconds ahead of the swimmer next to them. And that swimmer gets the gold medal and all the fame and all the glory. And the person next to them gets a silver medal and congratulations to you. It's just very, I think there's a line in the sand right there that is important to draw for him.
Mm-hmm. I understand. I do.
I actually agree with you. I like you putting your foot down.
Well, I appreciate that.
Something's not right.
617.
He's getting Snapchat either way.
655-1234.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.